Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
While cattle futures are entrenched in a sideways pattern with June in the range of $80 to $88, box beef cutouts made new all-time highs for the fifth consecutive day. Cutouts have gained over $100 during the past 15 trading sessions. This leaves a huge discount of futures to cash. Light cash trading took place in the north around $150. Light activity in the south, $95 to $100 in our part of the country here yesterday. The strong price trend in hogs that developed since mid-April hit the pause button yesterday. Today, chart price gaps that were left on Tuesday were filled yesterday. This could pave the way for technical traders to continue to buy into the market. Cutouts closed up sharply Wednesday, but as demand increases due to consumer concern over meat supply, as with beef, there is a backlog of pork, which will need to move through the system in plants that will be running at less than capacity. On the grains, wheat markets weaker overnight, carrying through on yesterday's losses, with Chicago wheat trying to close lower for the fourth session out of the last five. Chicago wheat's now just 20 cents away from the mid-March lows after having rallied 70 cents from those levels in the span of 2 weeks. Corn futures are steady to lower overnight, relinquishing early gains at the overnight open as May futures dance perilously close to a two handle. Many are waiting to see if May futures dip below $3 during delivery, which could set a dangerous price target for July when delivery for that contract draws near. In general, corn prices are all about ethanol demand or the lack thereof and the fast pace of planting to date. Soybeans are firmer overnight with the July contract up 3 cents, while November soy is up 1.5. Encouragingly, soybeans have found support around mid-March lows with little sign bears are interested in making a thrust toward new lows here at the moment. We're going to check futures right after this. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, June 18th through the 20th at State Fair Park, and the Tulsa Farm Show returns next December. For information on the Oklahoma City Farm Show, call a show manager at 507-437-7969. Also, check our website at oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Well, June live cattle down 42 cents, 84.27, August up 25, 90.77, May feeder cattle up 5 cents, 118.55. August was up 52 cents, 128.45. May hogs up 122 yesterday, 56.27. June down 67 cents, 55.52. Kansas City wheat, May was down 6 and 3 quarters, 467 and 3 quarters. July down 6 and 3 quarters, 477. Chicago wheat, May down 7 and a quarter, 519 and a half. July was down 9 and a half, 516 and a half. May corn up 1 and 3 quarters at 304 and a half. July was up 2 and a half, 314. And a half. May soybeans up 5 3/4, 831 3/4. July was up 5 1/2, 837 1/2. May cotton up 184, 5802. And July was up 134, 5712. On the crude, well, June up 239, 1745. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.